God's grace, mercy, and peace be with all of you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today, if you want to be rich and famous, it doesn't hurt to have a strong, muscular body. When you look at such stars as Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone, you realize that a good part of their appeal is due to their physique. It isn't only among the movie stars that we find that a good physique is important in the world's eyes. We also make idols out of our athletes. When we see a Carl Lewis or a Bo Jackson, Carl Lewis run, Bo Jackson able to play both pro baseball and pro football, we admire these people's physical abilities. We also realize that it takes a lot of work for these athletes and movie stars to keep in shape. It means dull hours of painful weightlifting and running. It means becoming an habitual exerciser and observing a healthful diet. Indeed, in order to keep their bodies into shape, it means discipline. If one tries to take shortcuts to strengthen one's physique, such as by taking steroids, it can destroy your physical health. Unfortunately, the same thing applies to our spiritual health. There are good things to take into our system and bad. There are good things to do and bad. Our text reminds us of this when it says, "He gave us gifts so that we might no longer be babies tossed to and fro and carried about by every windy doctrine, by uncertain people without values, using deceptive methods." Last month, many of us professors attended a conference with the district presidents where we heard Dr. Martin Marty talk about Americans' proclivity nowadays to pick and choose one's church or religion. Americans today no longer decide to join a particular church because that's the church the family has always gone to. Not to say that that was ever a good idea in terms of why you should decide to join a particular church. But today, they look at such features as the kind of worship service a church has, or whether they like the pastor. And if the pastor or the liturgy changes, they would just as soon leave and find a church more to their liking than stay. But what doesn't seem to be important to these people is where God's truth is taught. Hence, they are like our text says, babies tossed and carried about by every windy teaching, by uncertain people without values, using deceptive methods. It's a free market in terms of religion out there. And unfortunately, oftentimes what attracts people to join a particular church is more due to its packaging than its contents. Those churches that lose their spiritual moorings in Christ and no longer preach Him nor remain in His body are spiritually unhealthy or even dead. Whatever it is that may make them successful, whether it is due to their use of church growth techniques, certain liturgical practices, or being the friendly church, it will kill that church that kicked Christ out on the judgment day, if not before. Rather, our text advises us that by being true in love, we grow in all respects into Him who is Christ the head. That is true church growth, growth in Christ. Indeed, Christ is the best spiritual athlete, as our text reminds us, a real long-distance runner. It reminds us that after His crucifixion for our sins and His glorious resurrection, that Christ descended into the lower parts of the earth. That means hell. And there He captured that old captivator, Satan, and bound him himself. Then from hell, He came back to earth to announce his victory over sin, death, and the devil before ascending above all the heavens so that he might fill all things, as our text reminds us. He ran the distance for us. From hell to heaven he ran, so that he could proclaim his victory and dominion over all things. His prize? To be Lord over all. Not only is Christ the best spiritual long-distance runner, he is also the best spiritual strongman. He can boast in Matthew 28, "I have been given all power in heaven and on earth." That includes the lower parts of the earth, namely hell, and all the heavens that Christ ascended above. Jesus has all power. No one is stronger. Therefore, because he possesses all power and all things are his, he has given to his body, the church, apostles, like St. Matthew, whom we observe today, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. I assume that's why most of you are here today, so that you can be one of God's gifts to the church. One of the reasons he gives these gifts to the church is so that his children won't be babies tossed and carried about by every windy doctrine. But there is another purpose why Christ gives these gifts to his church. As our text says, they are given for preparing the saints for a supporting role in building the body of Christ. As these ministers feed the church good, healthful food in the word and sacraments, and lead the church in exercising itself spiritually through works of witness and love, they are helping to prepare the saints for their role in the body of Christ. Just as a bodybuilder must build up and train every part of his body, so Christ sees to it that every part of his body is growing and becoming stronger in faith and love. While that is not all that we are, in one sense, we who are in the public ministry are spiritual trainers of the body of Christ. But what is the goal for which the body of Christ is growing and being strengthened to achieve? Our text makes that plain when it states that we are preparing the saints for a supporting role in building the body of Christ until we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God as a perfect man when the time comes for the completion of Christ. Our goal is unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God as a perfect man. Just prior to our text, St. Peter urges the Ephesians to do your best to keep the oneness of the Spirit by living together in peace, one body and one Spirit, even as you have been called to share one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who rules over us all, works through us all, and lives in us all. As those who prepare the saints, we must see that they have good spiritual food. There is only one good spiritual food, that is God's Word, both as it is proclaimed and read, and as it is received in the sacraments. But also we are to come to the unity of the knowledge of the Son of God as a perfect man, as he is manifested in Jesus Christ. We are to know the Lord, not as we know the name of a president, but as we know our own heads or our spouses. We are to know his gracious acts of love for us, his marvelous plan of salvation for us, how he works in our lives, and how he wants us to live. Every Christian is a part of the body of Christ and is responsible for the growth and strengthening of that body. We help it to grow By sharing the saving faith with our neighbors, friends, and relatives, we help to strengthen his body by listening to God as he speaks to us in his word through our attending to the Lord's worship and by our own personal study of the word. But in the midst of our activity to help Christ's body to become strong and to grow, we realize that it is God himself who is directing our endeavors. As our text says, because of him, all the body is being brought and joined together by every supporting ligament through the effort of a portion of each single part. We all work to strengthen the church and extend the kingdom. Yet we realize that at the most ultimate level of reality, it is Christ the head who is directing and empowering our efforts. I realized long ago, much to my chagrin, that I would never be an Arnold Schwarzenegger or a Sylvester Stallone. It wasn't in my genes, and I didn't have the endurance or patience necessary to sit and lift weights and run long distances by the hour. But that doesn't matter, because with St. Matthew, I am a part of the best body, the body of Christ. And as I hear his word and partake of the sacraments, I am strengthening that body. As I speak that word, both in the pulpit and as I have the opportunity to do so individually, I help that body to grow. But like any athlete, I long for the race to be over. I long for that time when Christ's body is as strong as it's ever going to be and has grown as large as it's ever going to grow. Because on that day, I will know the Lord who comes to claim his prize, the church, and dwell in this new world with the rest of his body forever. For on that day, when his body is totally in shape, the race will be over and the final victory won. Then I will know the Lord face to face as the Son of Man and Son of God. Then I will be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Come, Lord Jesus, finish the race soon. Amen.